So how did Draupadi have so much devotion for Krishna, seemingly more than the Pandavas also?
Yeah.
Actually, there are two different things over here. Draupadi was the princess of Drupada, the daughter of Drupada. And Krishna also, the Yadu dynasty and the Drupada dynasty, they were also friendly. So Krishna used to visit there also. And that's how Krishna was also present as a special guest of honor at Draupadi's assembly, at Draupadi's Swayambar. And Krishna had told all the Yadus that Draupadi is meant for Arjuna, so none of you should compete in the Swayambar. So none of the Yadus competed at that time. Balram, he himself did not compete, others also did not compete. So Draupadi knew him from that time. So Draupadi says that, Krishna, I am your relative, I am your friend, I am your devotee. So that friendship was from before her marriage also. And her relationship was after marriage. And she was of course a devotee also. Now she had multiple levels of relationship with Krishna. Now I don't think we can make a comparison, literally speaking. Was Draupadi a greater devotee than the Pandavas? Yeah, certainly there are situations in the Mahabharata where when there is a crisis, it is Draupadi who prays to Krishna. Even when Durvasa Muni comes. So from the incidents, definitely the Mahabharata depicts Draupadi's devotion quite a bit. But Arjuna also has his devotion his own way. So it's not really very good unless we have clear Shastric precedent statement to compare one devotee with another devotee. They're all great souls. And certainly Draupadi is a very exalted devotee. As far as her specific devotion is concerned, when we come to the close associates of the Lord, usually they are considered to be eternal associates. And their devotion is an eternal aspect of their relationship with Krishna. So sometimes some stories may be told about their previous life, but they are eternal associates actually. So Draupadi, so for example, we can say that Radharani is her devotion for Krishna is more intense than say Rukmini Devi's. You can say that. But then both are great devotees and both of them are eternal. So like that, in the specific relationship, the Pandavas may be more intense devotees. Draupadi may be more intense devotee, but it's not because of any specific incident in the past life. Because they are eternal associates and they play, Krishna has arranged for them to play particular roles in their pastimes. And in that, Draupadi has a role of a more intense devotee.
That's it. The same answer for Arjuna being a more